Welcome to the Automated Daily Tech News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 19th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most intriguing developments in the world of technology. Intel has just unveiled what they're calling the world's largest neuromorphic computer, named Hollowpoint. This groundbreaking machine, which mimics the human brain, is powered by over 1,000 AI chips and performs a staggering 50 times faster than traditional computing systems. With 1.15 billion artificial neurons and 128 billion synapses, it's capable of executing 20 quadrillion operations per second. This behemoth will be stationed at Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico, supporting cutting-edge AI research. Neuromorphic computing, which uses neural networks for data processing, offers parallel processing and significantly reduced power consumption, potentially revolutionizing AI model training and deployment. In a fascinating development in the field of biology, scientists have observed a rare evolutionary event known as primary endosymbiosis, where two life forms merge into one. An algae named Brodrudosphera bigelowii has absorbed a cyanobacterium, enabling it to fix nitrogen directly from the air. This discovery, detailed in the journal Cell and Science, could pave the way for bioengineering crops with nitrogen-fixing abilities, potentially revolutionizing agriculture. Google is shaking things up with a major reorganization. They've merged their Android, Chrome, and hardware divisions into a new team called Platforms and Devices, led by Rick Osterloh. This move aims to streamline operations, foster innovation, and enhance the integration of AI and computational photography across Google's products. It's a strategic shift that could reshape the Android ecosystem and Google's collaboration with hardware partners. In corporate news, Stability AI, the company behind the Stable Diffusion text-to-image model, has announced layoffs affecting about 10% of its workforce. This decision follows the expansion of their new flagship model and is part of a broader strategy to cut costs and strengthen partnerships. Amidst leadership changes and ongoing lawsuits over the use of copyrighted material, Stability AI is navigating a turbulent period. Amazon Web Services has decided to discontinue its snowmobile data transfer service, a move that aligns with broader cost-cutting measures under CEO Andy Jassy. Launched in 2016, Snowmobile was designed to facilitate large-scale data transfers to the cloud, but has seen limited adoption. Customers are now being directed to other AWS data transport services like Snowball Edge and Snowcone. In a revelation about corporate espionage, Amazon has been operating a covert initiative called Big River Services International for nearly a decade. Under this program, employees posed as third-party sellers on platforms like eBay and Walmart to gather intelligence on competitors' pricing and logistics strategies. This operation underscores the intense competition and strategic maneuvers in the e-commerce sector. Boom Supersonic's XB1 prototype has cleared a significant hurdle, receiving the green light from the US FAA for supersonic test flights. This marks a historic step towards reviving supersonic passenger travel, with the XB1 set to undergo a series of rigorous tests before it can hit Mach speeds. For gaming enthusiasts, there's exciting news as Delta, a new Nintendo emulator, makes its debut on the iOS App Store. Developed by Riley Testet, Delta allows users to emulate a range of Nintendo consoles on their iOS devices. While the touchscreen controls might not suit everyone, the option to connect external controllers could enhance the gaming experience. The AI landscape continues to evolve with Meta introducing a new AI assistant powered by the Llama 3 model. Integrated into platforms like Instagram and WhatsApp, this assistant aims to rival ChatGPT with capabilities that include generating real-time search results and creating high-resolution images. Meta's ambitious plans suggest a significant push to lead in the AI assistant market. Lastly, the future of Xbox looks increasingly like a PC, according to Microsoft's gaming chief, Phil Spencer. With potential changes that could integrate PC gaming stores and support for running PC games directly on Xbox consoles, the boundaries between consoles and PCs are blurring. This strategy could redefine the gaming landscape, offering gamers unprecedented flexibility and access. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Tech News Edition. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you found today's insights enlightening. Join us again tomorrow for more updates from the tech world.